This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 71 of... Hang on, do you know what? We are now officially the world's longest running podcast.
What? We are?
No, I made that up, of course.
Only assuming we bring out a podcast annually, and this is number 7... What's it, 70 what? How old are we? Who am I? I'm feeling like an old lady.
In what sense?
I want her to come round and clean my bins.
That sounds filthy.
I know.
If I said I wanted an old lady to come round and clean my bins, you'd have...
assumed you were talking about Felicity Kendall.
Is she old?
Yes, she is old. She's lovely, but she's old.
I can't think of Felicity Kendall without thinking Good Life, so to me, she's eternally that old.
No, for me, she's the not a lesbian in Rosemary and Thyme. And they always make an effort to tell everybody that they're not lesbians.
You were going to say Rosie and Jim then, weren't you?
Yeah, I was going to say Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim's about two lesbians who live on a canal boat and solve murders while smuggling cocaine up and down the length and breadth of Britain.
Some of what we've said already is not true.
What are you saying?
Why have we suddenly started lying?
I haven't started lying. You're the liar.
Did you buy a Sunday newspaper?
No, Simon, I didn't. I stole it out of the gaping arse of the co-op. No, I did. I bought the Independent.
Right. I didn't buy a Sunday newspaper.
Why not? You said you weren't going to, and I assumed that you were just being a twat. And now I find out you're not just being a twat. You are a twat. Why haven't you bought a newspaper?
Well, I was going to buy the Sunday Sport, right? But there was people in the shop. And I didn't want to buy the Sunday Sport in front of people.
So you bought some hardcore pornography instead?
I think I would have been all right buying hardcore pornography, because at least you're buying it, you're not pretending you're buying it as a newspaper. You're not going, oh, I'll buy it for the articles.
Or you're not going, I'll put this at the bottom of the budgie cage, that'll be perfect.
No, exactly. You just slap it down on the counter and say, I'm going to slap this down on the counter. That's why I'm buying it. But with the Sunday Sport, you go, no, I'm interested in sport on a Sunday with boobs. So I didn't buy that, and I didn't really want to buy anything else, so I bought the National Enquirer.
What?
The National Enquirer.
What is that?
It's like a weekly tabloid in the United States.
Oh, right. What's the headline of the National Enquirer? Front page.
Brad and Jen, it's back on. Apparently after he had a motorcycle bash, he grew a beard. It's essentially Heat magazine, but without glossy paper.
Oh.
Quite.
So it's a cheap Heat.
A cheap Heat, yeah. But, you know, it's full of lies, so it seems to be rubbing off on me already.
You've rubbed off all over Heat.
No, I would have done that had I bought hardcore pornography.
Would you?
Not whilst recording, no.
That would have been a bit impolite.
Cut out and keep, then. And do you know what's in my National Enquirer this week? Do you know what came free with it?
What?
A car.
What, a little flat one? In a plastic bag. Plastic bag. Plastic. Please, can you reuse your plastic bags?
No, a real car.
How would you fit a real car in a plastic bag?
I didn't. That was a lie. I was continuing the fallacious theme. I said fallacious, not fallatio.
You're dirty.
I'm not dirty.
You're dirty.
Now, the National Enquirer is full of celebrities, right? And you know there's nothing I like more than celebrities.
Yeah.
I would actually quite like the Big Brother people if they were like this one that my Cut Out and Keep is about.
Okay, what's this one?
Reviled Big Brother Adam Baller Jasinski, and that's Baller in inverted commas. He's got a Sopranos middle name. It's like,
do you
Adam
mean like
Baller Jasinski?
Bowler. Does he play cricket?
No, Baller.
He puts his balls in women.
Well, I don't know. I think it's Baller as in what they say on The Wire. He's a baller.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So reviled Big Brother Adam Baller Jasinski used his enormous TV cash prize to launch a new business. A massive illegal drug operation. Say cops. And he took his $500,000 winnings, which they pictured him holding a big check, just in case I didn't know what $500,000 looked like in check form. In giant Czech form, in fact. Because I've never seen a giant Czech.
Haven't you?
I've seen Slovakian dwarves.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where?
Slovakia.
Nice. I've got a stamp in my passport from Slovakia. I went from Prague down to the Black Sea, and every single country you go through, they come on and they go, Borscht. And they usually say Borscht, and they usually speak Russian to you because they assume if you're English, you speak Russian. So it's like Borscht, najosta, like that. And it's like, there you go. And they stamp all over it and they do little squiggly faces and say Jason was here and like Natalie and Susan forever. And then you get it back and it's all brilliant.
Right. Some of that isn't true, is it?
Passport najosta.
So basically he took his money and he bought a load of oxycodone painkiller drugs and then decided to distribute them illegally.
Is this the baller guy or the Slovakian dwarves?
Both. He actually used the Slovakian dwarfs to smuggle the oxycodone.
Oxycodone does sound like a good drug, just because it sounds like it might turn you into a superhero.
This is my favourite line. When he realised the jig was up, lawmen say the blundering boob freely confessed to drug enforcement agent Todd Proff. He took his money and decided he was going to become a drug dealer. That's fantastic.
Why is that fantastic?
Wouldn't that be great if some annoyance off Big Brother did that? Don't you think? If he just bought a load of heroin and got caught. He got caught in a sting as well. That's the best thing.
Well, personally, I don't think that, you know, TV reality shows are any interest at all. Which is why I bring you, can't sing, really annoying, Jedward are bound to win.
Oh, God.
Katie Guest talking about the X Factor competition, but in the way that we would, so that's okay. And she's talking about the massive conspiracy theories surrounding the fact that Simon Cowell is orchestrating the nation's voting into keeping Jedward on because they up the ratings.
No, he'd never do that.
If they win, he has now said, it will be a complete and utter disaster. I'll probably sulk for about 6 months and get on a very fast plane out of the country. And as if by magic, phones ring off the hook to keep Jedward in. Resistance is futile. Cal will always succeed. John and Edward will win.
I don't even know who they are, if I'm honest.
They have my haircut. It's quite annoying.
They have your haircut.
Yeah.
What have you got?
I can now go on stage and say, I got my haircut to annoy Simon Cowell, and it gets a laugh.
God, that would make me want to puke.
If only my twin were here, and I was from Northern Ireland, and I had absolutely no talent.
Well, you've got some of that covered.
So, yeah, the X Factor is a pop-tastic talent contest. If you don't know what the X Factor is, why doesn't Simon explain it to you?
You mean me?
Yes.
Not Simon Cowell?
No.
Basically, it's a load of people who want to be famous but not actually want to do anything for that fame. Was it Adam Bloom that says fame is a byproduct of doing something you want to do? It's like you have a nice meal and you have a poo. That's what fame is. That's the waste product of it. So basically, they're people who just want to have a poo, go on stage in front of Simon Cowell and Danny Minogue.
Defecates.
Yeah.
All over the nation's ears.
Yeah. And then people pretend to like it ironically, even though they secretly really just like it. Why don't they just like it and not like it ironically? I don't understand.
Well, what Katie Guest says about people like Simon is, one group of over-analytical people, for instance, still insists on seeing Big Brother as a unique and fascinating insight into the fragile human psyche, long after the rest of the world has noticed that it's just a 21st century equivalent of Bethlehem, in which one can have fun watching stupid people fight over cider.
See, that's not at all what I think of Big Brother. I agree with her. It's just people being voyeuristic and going, it's like what voyeurs do when they go, See, that was deeply analytical.
Well, she sort of equates it to the same person who says that you have to be amusing on Twitter. The overthinkers in the first personality type are now the ones who craft Pulitzer-worthy novellas out of their Facebook status updates when all of their friends are merely cataloguing their breakfast choices.
I don't understand why you're using that as a rebuttal to me, because I don't think any of what she just said.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I don't care. I literally don't care. If people want to watch it, that's great. If they don't, that's great too.
Do you think that Cowell is pulling all the strings?
I don't care. I literally don't care.
More people vote on X Factor than they do in local
that's
elections.
That's not true. That's,
no, it's
that's
not.
Rubbish. They say that, adding up all of the votes over the series. That's just nonsense. More people vote on the X Factor than did in the election. So what? Even if that was true, so what?
But that makes Simon Cowell an evil dictator.
No, it doesn't. It makes Simon Cowell television.
I think television would be an excellent swear word.
Television. It'd be a dirty swear word.
That wouldn't.
It would.
Cocking television.
So I win.
No, you don't.
No, mine's more exotic than yours.
Yeah, well, mine's under a picture of a massive badger.
You can't pull the badger card.
The money wasted on culling badgers in Wales could be used to cultivate more fruit and vegetables. And there's a badger looking all cute.
All right, fine. Badgers win.
Yay!
Time to play Article or Farcical, which is actually sanctioned lying.
Is it?
Yeah.
By whom?
You. Otherwise, it's a rubbish game.
Simon, all the lies I tell are sanctioned by me.
No, but the point is that you're allowed to lie in this section.
I always lie aloud. Otherwise, what would be the point?
I'll bet you lie to yourself quietly.
I do not.
Bet you do. I bet you say things like, I'm really funny, and this will make a good article. See, I say one thing in 71 episodes that's slightly rude, and I get mock tears. I'll just get on with it.
I feel all empty and alone.
Well, that's no different than normal. Come on.
You're so mean. Why are you so mean to me? What have I ever done? Okay, let's play. Right, so I have got four articles, three of which are from The Independent on Sunday, one of which is from my head. Can Simon and can you,
the reader...
You're
pulling it out of your head this week. You normally pull it out of your bottom. I'm disappointed.
Which are the articles, which are the farcicles?
Farcicles.
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 Number one. Oop. New tricks, new treats. And that is, pumpkins aren't just for Halloween. And it's all what to do with your leftover pumpkins.
It's not about that Dennis Waterman show, then?
No.
I'm disappointed.
Looks good on paper. That's all about wallpaper.
That doesn't make sense, actually. Surely it is paper. It doesn't look good on paper. You don't get a roll of wallpaper and put it on paper, do you?
Infidelity Online. June Whitfield's cautionary tale.
June Whitfield?
June Whitfield.
As in the lovable June off Terry and June?
Yeah.
And the mother off of Absolutely Fabulous?
Yeah.
Wow. So she had an affair with someone online? Or someone had an affair that she didn't... So her husband had an affair? What? That's confusing. Well, Terry had an affair online? Oh, don't like that. Even though he's dead. But shush, get on with it.
And number four, Speckless Ma goes large.
Speckless Ma, as in Andrew Ma.
Yes.
As in feckless, but speckless.
Yeah. Do you know what the story is?
No.
It's actually in the business section. Okay.
Right.
And it's Andrew Ma forgot his glasses, and so had to get all of his scripts printed in extra large font because he didn't have time to go home and get them.
So it's quicker to get the scripts reprinted.
Yeah. Than it is to go to Andrew Marr's house. I've been on the tube with Andrew Marr before. He has very long arms, but not as long as mine.
Is he one of those people who's got a giant head?
No.
Oh.
He's got a normal head.
But does his ears make it look like he's got a giant head?
It's more his lips. He's got protruding lips. He looks a bit like a duck.
Right. They're all rubbish.
Yeah.
New tricks, new treats. Yeah. Looks good on paper. Yeah. Infidelity Online. That is not even a pun for a start.
No.
Speckless Marr I don't care about. I want to know about this Terry and June thing.
Do you?
Yeah, but I'm suspecting that that's the made-up one, so I'm not going to ask you too much about it. I am
really?
Going to say that Infidelity Online with June Whitfield is a farcical.
Do you know what, Simon? I think I made it too easy this week.
Where on earth did that come from?
I don't know. I just thought that something that was so unlikely, you might find it likely. And
that June Whitfield was involved in some sort of sordid online affair, menage a trois thing, or...
I don't know, but it just made me think, it's not a pun, so maybe he won't realise.
I am stupid. I will readily admit that, but I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
You are. You are that stupid.
But I won. So I'm not.
You say win. I more or less conceded defeat in agreeing to read it out.
Oh, God, you're so magnanimous.
I'm just wonderful.
You're something. Certainly not wonderful.
You're so mean. I try my best. I do this every week. You don't have to make up puns every week. You don't have to think of it. I'm not an editor, Simon. I can't tell you what to write. I'm not your, like, print copy monkey.
Word processor is what you're trying to say, isn't it?
No, print copy monkey.
All right, I admit it, you're not my print copy monkey.
And I don't have to file on with the tippy taps to make a words. And make a words and go in the whirr with the paper swoosh. and the paper swish you get out and then you stamp. You don't stamp. No, you punch, you poke, you pierce, and then you clip into a fold and then you hand it in to the desk and then you get this gold star.
You have a very skewed view of work life.
Gold stars are necessary, for goodness.
It's your letters. It's
yeah.
Your letters. It's yeah. Your... I'm trying to do Reef.
What?
As in, it's your letters off of TFI Friday.
Put your hands on. Your hands on. Which is all about faith healing, that song.
No, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm never listening to
it's
that.
It's a really good song, though, so I don't care.
No, you can't have a good song about faith healing. Fact.
You can have a good song about faith healing. It's called Randy Gets Angry.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's not just about masturbation?
So lay me down for a while, join my body with my mind, and I cried at the common one 4 weeks after he died.
No, stop it. I don't want to know. So we got quite a lot of response about Richard Wiseman being on our show last week.
Like, Alice Harvey wrote to me and said that she thought that Richard Wiseman was sexy. And I'm sorry, Alice, he's taken. Unfortunately not by me or Simon, but he's still taken.
No one's ever written to me and said I'm sexy.
That is true. People have written to me and said I'm sexy, though.
Well, they're lying.
Well, they're deluded, but...
Well, yeah, there is that too. But, I mean, they're obviously listening to the podcast. That proves... That's QED, isn't it? We have delusional readers.
People write to me asking for photos of you.
No, they don't.
And that has happened. A lady wanted to see a picture of you because she didn't actually believe you looked like a shaved hamster until I showed her. And she said, oh, he does!
Yeah, it's nice that you all liked Richard Wiseman, and that's why we had him on.
Yeah.
But we can't have him on every week.
No, he wouldn't agree to that. He's a very busy man. He's got seances to attend.
Did we get any tweets regarding Richard Wiseman? Or at Richard Wiseman, I should say. I'm getting a bit bored with Twitter, if I'm honest.
What? How can you get bored? Like, Sam Edby atted me, and he said, LOL, which is laugh out loud.
No one should ever say LOL.
No, I think LOL is now a... LOL is an actual verb.
No.
I think it is now.
No.
I'm going to make it so, Mr. Wolf. So, at Izzy Lawrence LOL, at that's why Richard is a professor and Simon is a dick. And 3-3... And now I'm going to eat more of those cupcakes I made. This is your fault, Simon. Wink.
We were talking about cakes a lot at the end, weren't we?
Well, only because I said I liked to fondant fancy and you both laid into me.
No one laid into you.
You did.
Just popular,
like,
worldwide consensus is that fondant fancies are a waste of time. That anyone that likes them is a...
They're lovely. They're lovely. You can't say when referring to fondant fancies. Kevin Wakeley also wants to have Alan Rickman or the Hutch as a guest, and I think that's an excellent idea.
I think the Hutch would be a good guest. I don't think Rickman would be a good guest.
Oh, please, we could just...
All
could
it
just
would be get... listening to you go...
Now say this. Now say this.
And you'd sound like now Gizmo. And then you dribble so much you get water on yourself, which would turn you into a gremlin.
I would sound like I was getting into a hot bath.
Stop it. If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. The Facebook group is there for the wall.
Yeah, Archibald McGlumpfer wrote, and he said that he was sadly disappointed that Izzy didn't know about sound-cancelling headphones.
Yeah, well, that's because you're rubbish.
No, because you can't do that. It doesn't
fondant make fancies and a lack of knowledge. That is all Izzy is. And Wiseman showed her up for it.
To be fair, that's basically what I was like when I was 5. Fondant fancies and a lack of all knowledge.
It's the randomizer, Skyzer. That's just voice talent. That there.
That right there.
That there was just... That was Chris Barry-esque. You wouldn't have known that that was me doing that voice.
Do you want me to do Shaggy? I can do Shaggy.
Do Shaggy. Go on then.
Not the Scooby-Doo Shaggy. No, it's yeah, the other one.
Life's just one bit better when it's still young. And who's gonna have it best when it's all gone? She was there through my incarceration. Wanna show the nation my appreciation.
You could also do a Formula One car, which I can't do.
Yeah.
And apparently cats like that when you do that, so let's give a shout out to the cats. I just got this image of 1,000 cats looking up now.
1,000?
That would be really scary, actually. It's a nightmare.
What was it Phil Jupiter said about the cat? Cats, I don't really trust them. Any creature that looks into fire that long.
Right. You've got to choose between page 1 and 47.
46.
46. Okay. That's the Colour Cross number 43 solution. American crosswords are really weird, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah. Not all the words make words.
What?
I understand, like, DES, D-E-S, that's not a word, is it? E-O-S, that's not a word.
E-O-S, no, that's not a word.
U-T-E, that's not a word.
So what do they give as the cue for ute?
It's only the solution, so I don't know.
We'll go back and find out.
Is it the solution to this one, or is it for a different one? I don't know.
It must be for that one if it's not on the same page.
No, this is for 43, and the one that's in here is 45.
Wow.
So, yeah.
We will never know.
Anyway, what has the Independent got to chuck up?
Well, we've got the new review, I've got world news, I've got comments, or I've got visual art, or I've got travel, I've got money.
You haven't got money, you fat liar.
Don't call me fat. Calling a girl fat is really
no,
bad.
No, I'm calling your lies fat, not your thighs. Oh, for goodness sake. Everyone's going to think that I'm always mean to you. All our new listeners after Wise One, they think I'm going to mean to you.
Yeah.
Listen to the 70 episodes before this and hear how many times she equates me to a hamster.
A skinny pig, not a hamster.
Oh, come
on. Okay. View review. You've got between 1 and 49.
24.
Ding. As in, ding.
Ding. Ding. This is the worst day of my life. I want to watch the one that's set the day after the day that's the worst day of his life. It'd just be him with his feet up.
Oh, you've picked the wallpaper one from the game we play. Yeah.
What's the game we play called?
It's called the article or harticles, because I harticle it. And it's all about, it looks good on paper, and it's got pictures of, like, wallpaper, which looks really good, and then you look at it and it's skulls.
Nice.
Which is really quite cool. And it's Vivian Westwood's, basically, designed for wallpapers. And they're pretty funky, actually. You've got one with all shoes on it, but the shoes drawn in red pen looking crap and all upside down and weird. And then there's, like, a tartan one, which is a bit odd. And there's, like, one which is, like, Greco-Roman, so it looks almost realistic, and then it isn't.
I think we just adequately demonstrated that visual stuff doesn't work on a podcast. It's the Humdonger now, and for anyone who doesn't know, this is where we pick out the really bad bits of the Sunday supplements. A lot of the time in Cut and Keep we're supposed to do the good bits, but that doesn't happen very often. We're quite cynical about them now. We used to love the Sunday papers, didn't we?
No. We never did. This is why this is such a bad idea for a podcast.
Who will die first? This is 6 pages of pictures of celebrities with the shocking analysis by, I presume, a random journalist on the National Enquirer, who's given them death ratings. Like, Lindsay Lohan's got a 5-star death rating because she's got mysterious white stuff in her nose. Burt Reynolds is ill anyway, so that's just nasty. There's a picture of Kirstie Alley, who's not thin anymore, so she must be dying. It's just horrible. It really is properly disgusting.
Well, look, only be really bad if it turned into an Ian Rankin story, because the guy who wrote it has to be proved right all the time. And when somebody dies ahead of schedule, he has to kill all the people he'd put down before them so that he isn't proven.
Have you just
wrong.
Ruined an Ian Rankin book for someone?
No.
Okay, good.
I like Rebus and that, but all the murderers seem to be very sort of like, okay, we'll do this for this precise reason and it's reasonable. And it's never because they actually want to see somebody dead. It's never because they hate the person who died.
Right.
It's not like, I hate them, let's kill them. That's never the motive.
Do you want to know what the rating system means?
Go on, then.
5 skulled, because they are skulls. Because
it's about death.
That's a red alert. 4 is living on borrowed time. 3 is there's still hope. 2 is at risk, and 1 is heading for trouble.
That's evil.
It is properly horrible. It's disgusting, in fact.
Typhoid, tyranny and tax havens, the truth behind America's trendiest drink. Fiji Water's environmental and ethical credentials have seduced the A-list, from Paris Hilton to the Obamas.
The A-list?
Yes.
Paris Hilton to the Obamas, that's the A-list.
Most famous people in America.
No. Paris Hilton is not one of the most famous people in America.
No, well, P. Diddy. They've got pictures of P. Diddy drinking it. He's quite famous. And Mary J. Bilge.
Mary J. Bilge, did you say?
Yeah, that's how you spell her name. I was obliged. Anyway, this journalist has done a really good investigation into Fijian water and said that there's been an army coup. And so she talks about how she was in an internet cafe and got arrested for sending an email, which is quite interesting. And you think, oh, this is really interesting. And then she goes, it kind of looks good, but it's kind of bad. I mean, I'm learning a lot about water and about how the islanders are quite poor and there's like typhoid outbreaks. But on the other hand, the water company, the schools and things like that. So they're really evil, but they're not. And are they as green as they say? Because they say they're carbon neutral, but only because the boats they use to ship the products are going there anyway.
Don't understand the point of the article.
Exactly.
Is it herbal water or something?
No, it's just water. Yeah.
So they're having water shipped from Fiji.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
The company has gone aggressively after its main competitor, tap water. By calling it not a real or viable alternative that can contain 4,000 contaminants. Unlike Fiji's living water, you can no longer trust public or private water supplies, Linda Resnick wrote in her book Rubies and the Orchard. So there you go, you can't trust your taps. Penn and Teller did a beautiful episode on bottled water and how it's absolute bullshit. And most bottled waters in America come from the tap and not even as clean as the tap. And they don't need to be as clean as the tap because they count as food, not as water.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements. And considering I don't have any supplements...
I win.
No, I win.
No, hang on. You can't win because you're not a Sunday newspaper, one. You haven't got any supplements in your magazine, two. And three, you'd be really horrible to me and I've done nothing to deserve.
Oh, yeah, that's karma after 70 episodes of you being horrible to me.
You say this, but I see no evidence of it. And none of our readers do either. They all are on my side because they think I'm nice.
But I've got the National Enquirer, which is, like, exotic.
But I don't care if it's exotic to you. Oh. You know, like, cherry cola is exotic to you, Simon.
It's not. Cherry cola is not exotic to me. I have had that when I was, like, four, which is, like, the 1950s or something, if you listen to Izzy.
Why? Why?
Oh, for goodness sake. Seriously, if you're new to this podcast, listen to the last 70 episodes.
And you'll see how mean he is to me. He's misogynist. That's what it is.
Don't say that. I hate you. But I had the National... That's pretty good. I had to get that from the States.
No, you didn't. You got it from the co-op.
Yeah, but that's the same thing.
No, it's not. The co-op is not the same thing as the United States. One, it's too communist because, like, the workers are the shareholders.
Is that true now?
Is that actually true?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's partially true. I know the profits get shared among them all.
But they're all communist in the United States now.
That is true. They've got a healthcare plan. So well done, the USA, for treating your dead. Bit late.
And you've got the Independent, which is boring. The Independent's boring. You just bought a normal paper with normal supplements and discussed it normally.
Think about Cooper Clarke, the poet. So what's the thing that Chinese do with needles?
Acupuncture.
Oh, heroin, says Cooper.
That's just racist.
That's not racist.
It is. You've got a racist paper. You can't say that the Independent isn't right wing.
I can, and I shall.
So the newspaper you should have bought last week was Richard Wiseman.
Yes, I think that's... I wouldn't like to unfold Richard Wiseman on my breakfast table, though.
That's dirty. You're dirty, Isabel. So join us next week. We will have something exciting to talk about, no doubt. It'll be something I bring, but not anything Izzy brings, because she's rubbish.
Bully me.
Between each section recording, you've been the rudest, most obnoxious person in the world this week.
I haven't. Why do you make up these lies about me?
Because it's the lying episode. That's the whole point, wasn't it? We were lying. The National Enquirer, it's fabled for its lies.
Is it the one that Will Smith picks up in?
Yes, in Men in Black. Yes, it's that one. That's what it is, I think.
Is it that exact one?
It's that exact one.
It's got stuff about the UFOs coming to Earth and eating people.
Maybe that's not the National Enquirer, then.
No, it's not.
Supermarket tabloids, I think they're called in America.
Are they? But he got it from newspaper stand. Are you saying the film's inaccurate, Simon?
Am I saying Men in Black isn't a work of documentary? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
You just go away. We'll see you next week. Cheerio.
I was all happy when we started and the sun was me to me and now I feel sad. Is there anybody out there? Bueller? Oh. See you next week. I'm going to get a stick and beat him with it.
Our theme tune is Got Carter.